So what is this place? It's a repeat simulated training program to cut you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, to birth you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, to turn you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Cut, turn, birth, and then sanctify over and over until you get it right. That's what this place is. Let me say it again. What is this place? This place is a simulated training program to change you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, to birth you from one state to the next state to the next state. So as you birth to your new state, your reality changes. It's the same reality, but you have different reflections coming back. Same reality, different reflections. God is sanctifying you. He's birthing you. He's changing you. He's transforming you. It's a transformation, birthing, cyclic system. The process repeats over and over. The reason people look at time as linear is because that's the flesh mind. When you're in the spirit mind, which is outside of time, in Christ, seated in the heavenlies, you look from the outside in and you realize, hey, it's the same stuff happening over and over. There's no new thought. There's no new path. There's no new way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, the path. The mind of Christ is the ultimate goal. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Do unto others. Do unto others as they would do unto you, as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbors yourself. Forgive. No bitterness. No past. No greed. No lust. No idolatry. If somebody else has got something you don't have, that's on them. Don't be envious, is what I'm saying. Somebody's smarter, stronger, richer. Don't be envious. There's always somebody stronger, smarter, richer. There's always somebody poor, less smart. And less strong. You know it's a repeat cycle training program. Simulated training program. Because when you look at the clock, it just goes around and around. When you look at a wheel on a vehicle, it goes around and around and around. When you plot the sine wave on the Cartesian coordinates, it's just around and around and around. Knowing this, you ought to be able to solve any math problem inside that circle. Should be able to solve any math problem, because you take the whole pie, and the solution somewhere in that circle, somewhere. Really, life is really simple. The main root words are cut, turn, union, and flow. You can't think outside of those words. I don't care what word it is. It goes back to those four root words. When you chop something up, it's cutting. When you rip something, it's cutting. When you scrape something, it's cutting. Cut, turn, union, and flow. That's what you're in. If it was, and you know it's a simulated training program, because if there was something new happening every day, you wouldn't be able to function. If something new was hitting you every day, you couldn't function down here. You repeat the process over and over and over, and that ability gives you wisdom and knowledge. because you've already seen it before. And so if something new hits you that you've never seen, you face off with it, and it's going to hit you again next year or in a month or whatever. You keep getting hit by similar stuff, right? When you set these patterns in, these initial patterns, I'll give an example. Employees have no new game. Managers have no new game. Corporations have no new game. That's why they all start to act the same, look the same, the hive. There's no new game. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's already been, and it just keeps repeating. It has to be a simulated training program, because if God gave you something new every day, the ground changed, the sky changed, the weather changed, there's something new. If God gave you something new, you wouldn't know how to function. If oxygen changed, you couldn't function. If the properties of water changed, you couldn't function. It has to be the same every day. Otherwise, you couldn't function down here.